Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, How a Muslim Should Be. Today is such a topic that unfortunately it's very common in our society and a Muslim should stay away from this particular thing which we'll be speaking about. But before we get to our topic, as per usual, inshallah, we will listen to a beautiful saying of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and this is a warning as well, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that whoever forgets to recite Durood e Pak upon me, he has forgotten the way to paradise. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the hereafter, there's only two ways. One is Jannah and one is Jahannam. And think to yourself, if one person has forgotten the way to paradise, what's the other way? So this shows us, this is a warning to us, that whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we must ensure that we recite Durood e Pak. Peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And seriously, like we've been hearing, alhamdulillah, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak, inshallah. Your difficulties will disappear, your problems will go away. Inshallah, you will find sukoon, you will find peace, inshallah, in your life by the virtue of sending Durood e Pak. Peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, our holy book is the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, and this is a true guide of our life. Whatever problems you've got, alhamdulillah, you turn towards the Quran, and alhamdulillah, the Quran has got the solution for it. The Quran, alhamdulillah, is the guide of our lives. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately today, we don't open the Holy Quran. We don't read the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, a few episodes I touched upon this as well in regards to the blessings of the Holy Quran. But today my topic is not about the blessings of the Quran. Before I get to my topic, just think to yourself. First of all, we don't open the Quran. And then secondly, we don't understand what the Quran has told us. The Quran has told us various stories of the previous nations, of how they were treated. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should open the Quran, we should read the Quran. But at the same time, we should also try to understand what the Quran is telling us, what stories the Quran is telling us about the previous nations. And there's one beautiful book, and my first incident that I want to mention in front of you is also from this book. And this book is called Quranic Wonders, which is a book published by Maktabatul Madina. And in this book, you will find various stories from the Holy Quran, what stories the Holy Quran has mentioned to us. Before I continue, I would like to mention one thing here. Today we tell our children various types of fairy tales, various types of stories. My humble request to you, buy this book. And you can download this book from Dawat-e-Islami's website, free of charge, inshallah, azawajal. Try to read the stories of the Holy Quran to your children, inshallah, azawajal. So they also grow up knowing what the Quran has told them, what the stories the Quran has told them. Today we read various types of stories which are false stories, but the Quran, which stories the Quran has told us, these are truthful stories, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is a lesson of our lives as well, if we read these stories, inshallah, azawajal. Today I will mention the first sin that was committed in this world, Allahu Akbar. Today, do we know what the first sin of this world was? Inshallah, azawajal, in today's episode, this is something that I will be discussing, inshallah, azawajal. Before I continue, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's mentioned that when she would give birth, it's mentioned that she would give birth to twins each time. And amongst these twins would be one boy and one girl. So every pregnancy, she would give birth to twins, one boy and one girl. And the Sharia of that time was that the boy of one pregnancy could marry the girl of another pregnancy. Allahu Akbar. So this was the rule of that time, that the boy of one pregnancy could marry the girl of another pregnancy. So it's mentioned that Qabil, his sister's name was Iklima. And Habil, his sister's name was Livza. So it's mentioned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he approached Qabil and he said to Qabil that you should get married to Livza. But Qabil, he wanted to get married to Iklima. So he said to his father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that no, I want to get married to Iklima. I don't want to get married to Livza. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he continued to explain to him that listen, you can't marry. She's your direct sister. She was part of your pregnancy. She's your twin sister. You can't get married to her. But you can get married to Livza. So it's mentioned that because he was stubborn, Qabil, because he didn't want to listen, he didn't want to hear no for an answer, it's mentioned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he bought both of his sons, Qabil and Habil. And he said to them that listen, present a sacrifice in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and whoever sacrifices get accepted in the court of Allah, they will marry Iklima. So in those days, a sign of a sacrifice is being accepted in the court of Allah was that a fire from the sky would come down and engulf the sacrifice. So it's mentioned that Qabil, he offered some grains of wheat, whereas Habil offered a goat for sacrifice. Now when they presented this sacrifice in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, it's mentioned that the fire came and engulfed the sacrifice of Habil, meaning the goat. And Qabil's sacrifice, the grains of wheat remained. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, after this sacrifice was accepted, he approached his son and he said to him that, look, I told you that this is the decision of Allah. Your sacrifice has not been accepted, so you can't marry Livza. So it's mentioned that Qabil, he was very jealous of his brother. This was the first sin ever committed on the earth. Qabil was jealous of Habil and he even threatened to kill him. Now, after some time passed and his jealousy, this began to increase. This is exactly what happens in today's society. Jealousy starts from there, slowly gets bigger, and then something happens. Same thing happened here. Qabil, he did the action, he killed his brother. Allahu Akbar, he killed Habil. And at that time, my dear respected Islamic brothers, it was the first murder. And Habil was only 20 years old, and this incident took place in the city of Makkah Sharif. It's reported that when Qabil killed Habil, an earthquake kept on jolting the earth for 7 whole days. Qabil, he was very handsome, but once he killed his brother Habil, it's mentioned that his face just became ugly and his beautifulness just disappeared. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was so grieved by this incident that he did not smile for 100 years. Now when Qabil killed Habil, it's mentioned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he told Qabil to go away from him. He didn't want to speak to him. He said, go away from here. And it's mentioned that Qabil, he took the body of his brother and he went away. Now because he was the first murder, because he was the first death of this world, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do with his brother's body, meaning Habil's body. And it's mentioned that one bird, it killed the other bird. And it's mentioned that this bird, it then buried the other bird. So this is the matter of burial. This is where it's come from. This is exactly what Qabil did. He then buried his brother after 7 days. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this incident that the first sin to be committed on this earth was jealousy. Qabil was jealous of his brother Habil. And then it's mentioned the first murder was also taken place here when Qabil, he killed his brother Habil. And after this, my dear respected Islamic brother, Shaitan came. Shaitan said to him, listen Qabil, your sadqa, this was accepted because your brother, he said a false thing, he said because your brother worships the fire, that's why it looked like his sadqa was accepted, but in fact your sadqa was accepted. And it's mentioned, the son of a Prophet alayhi salam, the son of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he then turned towards shirk and he started to worship the fire. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, before I continue with this topic, it's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is a warning towards us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, all the unjust bloodshed that takes place over the surface of the earth, Qabil will be the major stakeholder in that sin because he was the first one to commence this sin. Allahu Akbar. What do we learn from this? We learn from this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very critical point that we learn from this hadith. That today if we start a sin, if we are the first ones to commit that sin, and if we are the cause of other people then committing that sin, as many people that will commit that action, continue to commit that sin, all these sins will come to our account of deeds. Allahu Akbar, think to yourself. Today we have so many examples in front of us. Today, you know, friends, today if you speak to a drug dealer, if you speak to a drug addict, if you speak to an alcoholic and you say to him, brother, How did you start drinking alcohol? How did you start smoking drugs? How did you start dealing with drugs? What's his response? 99.9% of the time, what's his response? Brother, my friends were doing it, I've started to do it. Brother, they were doing it, so I also followed them. Now think to yourself, the person that he's followed, this person, as long as he drinks alcohol, he smokes drugs, he deals with drugs, where's all the sins going to go to? The individual who showed him this path. Now think to yourself, today is a time of social media, where we send various types of videos. Now think to yourself, today we send a video, there's haram in that video. People will listen to haram, they will look at haram. You send that video from your phone, as much people that will watch that video, all the sins will come to your account of deeds. Think to yourself, we've got so many sins as it is. We are not in that position for other people to commit actions and all the sins to go to us. But on the other hand, there's one thing that I'll mention. Mubarak to all those individuals who, alhamdulillah, teach the Holy Quran. They teach the ayahs of the Holy Quran. They teach the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They teach the Quran and the hadith. Why? Because there's many people that will act upon those narrations, because it started from you, inshallah azawajal, all the reward that will go into your account of deeds. Now think to yourself, today if we start a sin, if we spread a sin, and that sin also spreads because of us, now think to yourself, tomorrow we enter our grave. People on top of the earth are still acting upon their deeds. All the sins are coming to our kind of deeds, and we are in our grave. But on the other hand, someone who teaches the hadith, someone who spreads the invitation towards righteousness, someone who teaches the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as long as people act upon that, inshallah, all the good deeds will come to us. So my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, try to spread good things, so you can get the good deeds for it, for the people that will act upon it, inshallah azawajal. But the major point that I want to mention from this story is jealousy. Jealousy is such a disease, dear viewers of Madinah channel, that unfortunately is very common in our society. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jealousy consumes good deeds as fire consumes wood. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, think to yourself, today you burn some wood, how quickly that piece of wood burns. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used this example, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the way fire burns a piece of wood, that's the same way jealousy, this burns good deeds. Now think to yourself, we don't have good deeds as it is. We have very little on good deeds. We have hardly any good deeds in our account of deeds, but we have piles and piles of sins. Today we are jealous of someone. Today we are feeling jealous of an individual, and the good deeds that we already have, they are burning rapidly as well. Think to yourself, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And let me just quickly mention to you the definition of jealousy. It's mentioned that Abu Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Rakatum Aliya, he has mentioned in his booklet, The Causes of a Bad End. He has stated that the definition of jealousy is that jealousy means that you have a desire, the loss of a blessing from someone, and that you should get that blessing. Meaning, in other words, that you see someone, he's got a blessing. Now you don't like him having that blessing. You have this desire that that blessing should be taken off him, and that blessing should be given to me. Now, there's one point that I'll mention here. Jealousy is not this, that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you made him beautiful, make me beautiful as well. This is not jealousy. You're also praying for him, but you're also praying for yourself. This is not jealousy. But jealousy is that you see something of someone else, and you say, Ya Allah, why has he got it? Ya Allah, it should be taken off him, and it should come towards me. This is a form of jealousy which unfortunately exists in our society. Today, unfortunately, what happens is that we see someone, he's reading his tahajjud prayer, he's reading the Holy Quran, he's going to the masjid for his 5 daily salahs. We don't feel jealous at that time. We don't think of following that person at that time. But as soon as someone gets something in the world, he gets some fame, he gets a good business, he gets people who are praising him, that's it. It starts to burn us. We start to feel jealous of the individual. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards to jealousy, you know, today if we've got any problems with our body, stomach ache, we've got pains in our chest, etc., whatever we've got, what do? We go to the doctors, we go for a test. Let's see what's happening with my body. We see what's happening. What kind of disease have I got? Let's today find out if we've actually got jealousy in our heart. And there's a few Madani pools that I'll mention that will show us if you've got jealousy in our hearts. No doubt you might be a bit, you know, brother, what you're saying. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, it's good to know if you've got jealousy in our heart so we could get rid of it. Because if this deed of jealousy, if this action of jealousy remains in our heart till the time of our death, this could be a mean of our iman being destroyed. So it's better that we cure it today. Otherwise, this could be a means of our iman, our faith being destroyed at the time of death. It's mentioned that the first test that you could do to find out if you're jealous of someone is that person that you are jealous of, he will be someone that you know. It won't be any random person. It will be someone that you know. Maybe a family member, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, maybe your neighbors, maybe a relative, maybe your cousin brother, your cousin sister. It will be someone that you know. This is the first important thing to take note of. Number two, it's mentioned very beautifully. Now, for example now, that person, he's got two cars and we're already jealous of his cars. But look, that person's got two cars. Look at my car and look at his car. Now what happens? He buys a third car. Think to yourself, what is our heart saying at that time? Are we happy for that individual? Or are we burning from inside? Oh, look at him. He's got the third car now as well. What is he doing? Where is he getting the money from? This is one sign of jealousy. For example, one person got one house. He buys the second house. Now he's got a new blessing. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed him with that blessing. But the pain starts inside us. Look at him. He had one house first. He was same as me. Now he's bought two houses. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a form of jealousy. Another point that I'll mention here, another test that you can do to see if you're jealous. That individual who you're jealous of, think to yourself, when he is praised in front of you, how do you feel at that time? Are you feeling happy that, mashallah, Allah's blessed him, people are talking about him? Or are we burning from inside? Oh, look, he's talking about him as well. That individual is talking about him. He's got so much fame, he's got so much respect in our society. This is also a form to find out if you're jealous of someone or not. And on the other hand, if that person who you're jealous of, if someone comes to your house or someone comes to you and says to you, that person is wrong, he's this, he's that, meaning someone tells some defects of that person, why is our heart feeling at that time? With us, unfortunately, we get happy. Oh, thank God someone's telling some defects of him, someone else doesn't like him as well. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a form. This is a form of jealousy. And we must be aware of this. Because this, like I mentioned, could be a means of our iman being destroyed. We use the Madani Channel. Today, we say that we've got no peace in our life. We've got no sukoon in our life. Brother, I can't sleep at night. I'm in my bed for 4 or 5 hours. I can't sleep at night. Think to yourself, are you jealous of someone? Someone's eyes has got a blessing. What's happening inside you? How are you feeling at that time? Meaning, alhamdulillah, Allah's blessing that person. Allah's giving him blessings after blessings after blessings. But unfortunately with you, you can't take that. And your sleep, you can't even sleep at night. Your peace is gone, your tranquility is gone. His blessings, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, will not decrease. But what's going to happen is that you, being jealous of that person, your peace, your sukoon, your tranquility, this will decrease. You will find no more peace in your life. You will find no more sukoon in your life. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must get rid of this action of jealousy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says a hadith that people will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. Now think to yourself, there's one point I'll mention here. You're jealous of someone. He's got a blessing, you're jealous of him. He's got a car, you're jealous of him. He's got a new business and you're jealous of him. He's got a new blessing and you're jealous of him. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, in fact, who are you questioning at that time? Who's given him that blessing? Say after me. If someone's got wealth, who's given him that wealth? Allah's given him that wealth. If someone's got a business, who's given him that business? Allah's given him that business. If someone's got money, who's given him that money? Allah's given him that money, that wealth. If someone's got a new child, who's given him that child? That child has come from Allah. Now think to yourself, when you are criticizing that people, when you are jealous of that person, and look, he's got this, he's got that. In other words, indirectly, who are you questioning? You're questioning the distribution of Allah. You're questioning Allah at that time. Allah has given him that blessing. Instead of feeling jealous at that time, say, Ya Allah, you gave him that as well. Ya Allah, increase his blessing, give him more. But Ya Allah, give me something as well. This is a form of cure of jealousy. And there's a few cures that I'll mention here. Number one, one cure that we should is for any sin at all, is that whenever you are committing a sin, first admit that sin in the court of Allah. Admit that you're performing that crime. Number two, is a beautiful action that we could do, is make dua in the court of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions in the Holy Quran, the translation and the summary is that, ask me, I will give to you. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we are suffering from a disease, if we are suffering from a sin, ask in the court of Allah, ask Allah, inshallah, Allah will remove that. I say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm suffering from this disease of jealousy. I'm suffering from this disease of backbiting. I'm suffering from this disease of having hatred towards other people. Ya Allah, please remove these sins from my life. Ya Allah, remove these problems from my life. Inshallah, by the blessings of Allah, your du'as will be accepted and these will disappear, inshallah. Number three, there's one cure that I will tell you for jealousy. And you know, it's like an injection. But what happens today? You're suffering from a disease. The doctor gives you an injection. You know it's going to hurt. No doubt it's going to hurt you. But what? It's a cure to your disease. This next point that I will mention, it's a very big injection. Especially if you're jealous of someone, it's a very big injection. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this will be the cure for jealousy, inshallah. What's that? Make dua for that person. And so mama be thinking, brother, I don't like when he's got new blessings coming out. I don't like his business. I don't like his home. I don't like his business increasing. And you're telling me that I should make dua for him. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. If you want your jealousy to be removed, then make dua for that individual. If that individual has got beauty, you make dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, you gave him beauty. Ya Allah, increase his beauty. Ya Allah Azawajal, you gave him fame amongst the people, increase his fame. Ya Allah Azawajal, you gave him a good voice, he recites not of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah Azawajal, make his voice even more better, make more people listen to him. And like I mentioned, not Hans, Qari Sahabs as well. Unfortunately, it's not only that this sin will exist in amongst those people of the worldly side, it also includes those people who are from the Islamic side as well, who are religious, who are practicing as well. Because jealousy, we are all humans at the end of the day. Jealousy can come to anyone. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, one big injection, one big medicine to get rid of the sin of jealousy is make dua for that individual who you are jealous of. Number four, that give gifts to people, inshallah your love will increase amongst people. The person that you are jealous of, don't give him a gift. Give him a gift for the sake of Allah. Inshallah Azawajal, you will see that love between you both, this will increase as well. But remember one thing here. Don't go to that person and say, look, I'm jealous of you, I don't like your house, I don't like your business, but here I have a gift for you so our love increases. No. Don't tell him this. Keep this between yourself. But just go and give him a gift so the hatred that is in your heart, this can be removed, inshallah Azawajal. Number five, be content with what Allah Azawajal has given you. Like I mentioned, if you're questioning someone's blessings today, indirectly you are questioning Allah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, be content with what Allah has given you. And there's one Madani pool I mentioned in previous episodes as well. I'll mention it again. If you want a peaceful life, if you want a life of sukoon in your life today, then dear viewers of Madani Channel, don't look up, look down. Don't look at those people who have got better things than you. Look at those people who haven't got what you have today, alhamdulillah. You're complaining that brother's got two cars, now I've only got one car. What about those people? They've got bicycles, they've got cycles, they haven't got any cars, they can't afford cars. You're complaining that, brother, look at that person, he's got two businesses now, he's opened three branches now. Brother, at least Allah has given you a job. Imagine those millions of people throughout the whole world, they're looking for work, they can't find work. So instead of looking up, look down, inshallah, azawajal. Inshallah, this will be a means of jealousy being removed from your heart, inshallah, azawajal. Number five, one very important thing, whatever the sin is, always keep the destructions of that sin in your mind. Keep the destructions of that sin in your mind. What are the punishments for this sin? This sin, this will displease Allah. This will displease the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, if we have this in our mind, then inshallah, we will get rid of that sin. And number six, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is make dua in the court of Allah. If you want to get rid of jealousy, make dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, like I mentioned a few moments ago, you've given him, Ya Allah, give him more, but Ya Allah, also give me as well. Inshallah Azawajal, this will be a form of jealousy being removed from our life. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, jealousy is a very deadly disease. Today the diseases of this world, they will only take your life. But jealousy, these kind of sins, my dear respected Islamic brothers, they will take your iman, they will take your faith. Our faith, our iman is the most important thing that we have. If this is taken away from us, we will be destroyed. No doubt we will be destroyed. So let's get rid of these actions, let's get rid of these sins. And jealousy, my dear respected Islamic brothers, it's not only jealousy. Once a person has jealousy in his heart, other doors of sin start to open. Backbiting about that person, lying about that person, slandering about that person, wishing bad to happen to that person. All these sins start to open because of one sin of jealousy. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's try to get rid of these diseases that we have amongst us, these heart diseases. My humble request to you, keep attached to this environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is waking us up. Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, is telling us of those enemies that we have amongst us. These sins of jealousy, backbiting, lying, slandering. Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, is telling the public today, Alhamdulillah, of the destructions of these diseases. So keep watching Madani Channel. Please try to attend your weekly Ijtima, inshallah, your weekly gathering of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, you will see blessings not only in this world, you will see blessings in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.